Barhead. Barhead's Thrive program will have a little more breathing room while it waits to find out if its efforts in getting federal funding have been successful. The Thrive program is a family violence and relationship abuse prevention initiative. It is run by Barhead and District Family Support Services, FCSS, as part of its community programming. Last week, following a presentation by FCSS Executive Director Karen Garapi and Thrive Outreach Worker Sherry Jantz, the Barhead Elks Club agreed to donate the equivalent of 3 months of operating funding to help bridge the gap until they, hopefully, receive their grant. The Elks donation follows a similar one by the town of Barhead in December, when counselors approved an FCSS request to provide 2 months of bridge funding for January and February worth about $6,500. If they had not received the funding, FCSS would have been forced to shutter the program before the new year. The two donations will allow Thrive to continue to operate until May. The grant Garapi and Jantz were referring to is one that Healthy Futures Healthy Families applied for on the behalf of the three Thrive family violence prevention programs in the region, including Barhead, Athabasca, and Westlock. Formed in 2010, Healthy Families Healthy Futures, HFHF, is a not-for-profit society. The society offers several services to strengthen families in Westlock and Athabasca. HFHF also runs programs in Lac La Biche, Swan Hills, Fort Assiniboine, Smoky Lake, Thorholt and Whitecourt, as well as their surrounding areas. It is also an arm of the Community Action for Healthy Relationships, CAHR, network. CAHR is a community partnership of individuals, agencies and organizations that focus on providing outreach services to women, men and children affected by abuse. Garapi and Jantz did a great job at presenting, said Elks President Jim Burney. It would be terrible for the community to lose such an important program just because there was a delay in them getting their grant. If it turns out, HFHF's grant application is successful, the Elks have requested that their donation be redirected to FCSS, Hot School Lunch Program. HFHF Executive Director Brandy Berry said she applied for a grant through the Public Health Agency of Canada, PHAC, in August and they were supposed to hear if their bid was successful by no later than December. They have extended the time they need until they make an announcement, she said. Berry did not want to give specifics of the grant, saying she did not want to count her chickens before they hatched. However, she said the grant was a multi-pronged, multifaceted grant that would benefit multiple communities in and out of the CAHR network, and Thrive, if they were successful, would be one of the beneficiaries. She also added in the current financial climate with federal and provincial government funding becoming more scarce, it is more important for organizations to look for opportunities where they could pool their efforts. We, CAHR Network, no longer have a coordinator, so a lot of the hard work that is being done by the CAHR leadership team is being done off the side of desks to keep Thrive alive in our communities even though the network doesn't have base funding, Barry said. This is not the first time the Thrive program has been in jeopardy. In September 2018, then-FCSS Director Shelley Dusnap announced that the program would end in March after its provincial funding was exhausted. Since then, the program has continued on the strength of FCSS community fundraising efforts, buoyed by a $15,000 grant from the town of Barhead and a $15,000 donation from the Barhead Rotary Club. The donations were part of a partnership proposed by the Rotary Club. They suggested that the Rotary Club and the town and county contribute $15,000, as their combined contributions equaled roughly a year of Thrive's operating budget. The county denied the Rotary Club's request. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.